Good evening, I would say. It's already it is 17 minutes to the hour of 12 midnight here in Lagos, Nigeria. Talking about the West African nation of Africa. How are you? Good evening. My name is Regina Chris Obudu. I am on the Widow's Mite. Yes, talking about Widow's Mite, the last time I actually spoken it and I did a podcast was way back in 2018. It was actually quite tough for me to continue because I couldn't just understand the system. But big thank you to everyone on the Anchor podcast. There's been a lot of breaking it to the barest minimum, talking about the understanding level of somebody like me. And so I'm doing a relaunch. It's more like a relaunch, and I'm coming back hoping that this would not be, there would not be a stopper. So how do you do? It's actually a very trying moment for the world. The whole globe is actually locked down. And of course, Lagos State, Nigeria is not excluded. We're actually on the 12th day, as it were, yes, almost 12 days since we were asked to go on a lockdown in Lagos State particularly. And Lagos State, by the way, for those of us that do not know much about Lagos State is one of the biggest commercial cities in Africa, and is actually the biggest commercial city in Nigeria. Lagos State was actually the first, the capital until 1991, 92 thereabout. It was the capital of Nigeria. It has a population of almost 21 million people, and so that actually explains why Lagos State is in a lockdown since the COVID-19 discovery. Earlier on in the month of February, we actually had the record. The first record was just about that time, and I was actually an Italian that actually was diagnosed. But so far, reports has that the Italian has so far been discharged. He's been as well. He's doing very well. So we'll say big congratulations to Nigerian doctors. And let's say today also the news has that almost 7 people have been released, and so as it were, from isolation centers because they have been declared healthy and well and they could go home. So there's quite a lot of good news, apart from the fact that it's also discouraging to hear that the number is rising in Nigeria. Already we are having 200 and something cases in Nigeria. So the world is actually going through. But there's always a bright side of it. We are alive, we are praying especially, I'm praying for a number of people across the globe that are going through this. I call it a demon, as I call it a demon, this pandemic that is really sweeping lives and causing a lot of damage to the world's economy. We wish every one of them that is actually in intensive care, or even if it's a first stage, an early isolation stage, we wish them quick recovery. And of course, my heart goes out to the United Kingdom, the citizens there. We're wishing a quick recovery for the Prime Minister, talking about Boris Johnson. We wish him, he inclusive of everybody in the world, irrespective of all human beings, this has actually brought us to understand that we all are equal, irrespective of our positions. But we're just hoping that this goes on the good side for us, that they will come out free, that the death would reduce. And of course, my heart also goes particularly to nations like Italy and Spain. And of course, the United States of America, where we're hearing sometimes almost heart-chilling reports. Our prayer, and I'm sure you know that, by the way, Nigeria is a praying nation. We're praying that God, in His infinite mercy, would stop this demon. I call it a demon. it's really a demon that's causing a lot of pain to Nigerians. And so this on the widow's mind today, you might be wondering, what exactly am I heading up to? Now, you know that the widow's mind, for those of us that might have come across what the widow's mind is all about, I'd explain what the widow's mind is actually a program designed for the widow. We have widows across the world, but particularly we have widows in Nigeria, which is actually my constituency. And I must add that I am talking from a perspective of someone that has experienced bereavement. I'm actually a widow. So whatever I'm going to tell you, it's first of all what hit me first before any other person. So it's not going to be some statistics gathering only. It's not going to be just investigation. It's going to be practical, because I have gone and I'm still going through. And by the way, I'm a mother of 4 children, one with a grandmother. Not too long ago, my grandson, by the way, was 1 year old. I've got teenage children and of course a young man, 11 years old. So I can understand to some degree what an average widow is going through in Nigeria. And so the reports that I would be given in the next few months or few weeks, hoping few days actually, that is going to be actually centered on how widows in Nigeria, and if perchance extending it to Africa, are coping with the COVID-19. On my Facebook page, I was able to talk about a little bit of how some of us are coping with the children, the fact that it has never been like that before, especially in a cosmopolitan place like Lagos. It's always a hustling, it's always a bustling, we always have times, all we know, it's good morning, mom, the children are going to school and you're back. You hardly would find children 24/7 with their mothers, because a lot of Lagosians are very, very hardworking, they're women inclusive. They might not have a 9-to-5, but there is always something to do, either a vocation or just a petty trading. So, and this is what, that's the number a lot of the widows in Nigeria actually fall under. They fall under the petty traders, and of course I'm actually within that number. You find them on the 9-to-5, and of course those that have their businesses are very, very few. You could also count the ones that will say they're doing so well financially and otherwise. So that explains why my concentration is on how these women are going to cope with the COVID-19. How these women are going to cope. So I'll be giving you a rundown on the day-to-day, or an update at least in 2 days on how some of these women, I will be bringing some interviews, voice notes of some of these women, how they've been coping. And by the way, I was actually explaining to you that I have a page actually on the Facebook as a page, and it's called The Widow's Mind, just the title of my program. I actually talked about how some of us could cope with these children. Some of us, the children are actually toddlers, some are literally babies. How would you cope with them in this trying moment? Now, by the way, the government of Nigeria is doing a little bit, but not too quite as compared to other nations of the world as regards welfare. And so it's literally like everyone fending for himself. Exactly, Nigerian community within the community. The beauty of this nation, Nigeria, is that we're communal in our living. So a lot of Nigerians, individuals, and of course corporate organizations are coming out, giving out. And of course, just this not too long ago, an organization actually gave some women within my purview, within the group, my Facebook page, some up to 13 of them, gave them some kind of a leverage, some money to help them take care of themselves. But how much would it be? How much could be so much to take care, to give a widow to take care of ourselves under this condition? Because first, I'm considering the fact that the loneliness, the fear, who was there to talk with, you know. We know some other women have their husbands. The possibility is that when you make comparison, you know there is someone to talk to, or the discussion of what is the COVID all about. Because if you have little children, you would only be talking over their heads because they can't understand why you're asking them not to go. You're finding it hard to, you know, to make the understanding that, look, we have to have social distancing, we have to stay indoors, we cannot go out to say hello to my neighbor, which is typical of African. And so it's that enough is it's energy draining, mental energy draining. How much more the fact that there's nobody to come and to say, oh, today, how was today? You know, massaging your body that, you know, some other people are enjoying now. So my thought goes to that. So when you think about that, there is the feeling, most times the feeling is that food and drink, but it's not, it's much more than that. It's some mental and psychological encouragement and of soothing can come if you are together, and maybe you have a spouse. And of course this goes for even a single mother, but I'm talking particularly to concerning a widow, and that's what we're seeing in cutting across. So after my program, of course, we got some few responses, and some people had to talk to me on WhatsApp, and they began to open up because they're not willing to talk on Facebook. Some of them actually explained how it's tough. Some of them, it's not because they don't have the food, although a lot of them have complained it's the food, but a number of them also said, well, we have a little that we can, that we are hoping to keep us up until when the lockdown hopefully would be over, because it's actually going to be in a few days' time, based on what the government is saying, all things being equal, by the way. And so they say they have it, but the emotional strain that this COVID stay at home is causing is actually much more. So I'm beginning to think that there is going to be a lot of need for stress experts, stress management experts. There's going to be a lot of work for those that would go helping people in grief, to help people that would go through, you know, mental pains, you know, sicknesses and illnesses, let me put it that way. And so there's going to be a lot of it. So once in a while we'll bring in someone, and then the person would speak to us, a professional will speak to us on how this women will need to take care of them. So I'm sure you're going to expect a lot from me from what I've just said. We're going to be bringing women to exactly tell you how they feel, get to interview them even live on my podcast on how they're coping. And by the way, you might want to ask, how am I coping? And well, to some degree, I'm not complaining. I have big older children, so there's some level of understanding when we're talking. There's a friendship already put in, you know, in the Bible. We're already friends, so when we talk from that perspective, we discuss spiritual things, we help one another in making sure that we kind of carry the burden of one another. So, but my point, my worry is when a woman, a widow with little children, and nobody is there to speak with her. Well, there are different angles. Maybe someone would say, even with the children, I don't have them, because a woman actually told me, she said, yes, I'm it's boring for me because all the children are grown-ups and all of them have their phones, and everybody's head is on his phone or her phone, and so nobody's talking to me. So you can imagine there are different ways these people are going through the pain, apart from the fact that they're locked down. So these are the things that we'll be talking about on the Anchor, or no, that's talking about the Widow's Mite on Anchor. I just hope that you will stick onto it, of course, and wait for so much reports wherever you're listening from, because you need to hear the perspective of the African. And of course, Nigeria, being the giant of Africa, actually, when you hear from it, I'm sure you'll get a greater and a wide sense of perspective. Now, of course, don't forget, there are myths, there are rumors, there are lies. I mean, fake stories going on as to explaining why and what is going on in Africa. I would do as much as possible to give you the details and, of course, the truth. Being, by the way, I'm a journalist, so I should be able to give you true stories and the true picture of what is happening.
Well, that does it. I think you've got enough of what I have to say. Just let's wait from tomorrow and next. I should be giving you reports on how the widows are faring, even with the COVID-19, especially in Lagos, Nigeria. Thank you very much for being here. My name is Regina Chris Obudo, a.k.a. Mama Regia. Until I come your way, do stay safe. Keep the hygiene and, of course, the social distances so that we'll be done with this demon quickly and the world will return to normalcy. Bye. Good evening. My name is Regina Chris Obudo, a.k.a. Mama Regia. Welcome to another edition on my program, The Widow's Mind. It's an amazing week. Today makes the end of another week, of course, talking about Saturday. But it's been a day that looks as if everything is normal, because you hardly can recall which day it is, because everyone seems locked down and the activities are not just right there for you to go out and come back. So Lagos, Nigeria has been just quiet, except for activities and so for cry or television, and then neighborhoods have been very, very, very quiet. I'm wondering what's happening in the nation. You might as well just drop your comment when you listen to my program. Welcome. My name again is Regina Chris Obudo, and the program is The Widow's Mind. Now, you'll be wondering, after my last production and of course my last report, as it were, I actually mentioned the fact that I'll be bringing in some people for us to talk about the experience on how COVID-19 has affected widows, particularly in Lagos, Nigeria. And I've got some widows, and I have one widow, and I have the children. I want to do an interview with for them to explain how COVID-19 has helped them, whether they're having it good, rough, or they're not having it rough. Two days ago, I actually had a conversation off the air, of course, a normal conversation with a lady on phone. We were talking about how she's been coping with the COVID-19, and she couldn't answer. The first reaction was she just busted out crying. And my next thought was that could it be that she's hungry? Does she have food? I asked all these questions. Interestingly, she actually said she has. It's not about feeding. And she said this particular moment actually reminds her of how and why she actually misses her husband. And by the way, she's been married she's been bereaved almost 5 or 7 years. Now that explains to you what cuts across the experiences of virtually every widow across board. Many are actually not really afraid of COVID-19, rather the fact that it's been so lonely, it's been so quiet, and it just puts one's mind into reminding oneself of wishing if a hubby was alive, how life would have been. Now there's this believe that because you do not have your husband, the thought could be that, oh, I'm on here, quiet, cold, and nobody comforted me. Maybe the other people I actually enjoy much more. But hey, there's a possibility that it is not exactly like they say. It's no greener on the other side. So what and how can we say major things that actually cause a lot of pain in this COVID-19. I actually spoke with somebody, she's actually the convener and founder of the CWWE, that's talking about Christian Widow Widowers Empowered Initiative Nigeria. And she's none other than Beatrice Yesufu. She actually has this to say concerning how widows, because she's been in it since the beginning of the lockdown in Lagos, Nigeria. Beatrice, welcome. Well, that was it. You heard what Beatrice had to say. She actually is explaining how it's tough for a lot of widows. Some of them, how would I explain the Nigerian currency equivalent to the when comparing to the United Nation of America, United States of America's dollar? Some of them are needed. They would ask you for as little as a 1,000 naira. And 1,000 naira is close to $5-6. Yes, because that's what they need. And in Nigeria, $1,000 cannot feed a family of four, not even one person, now much more five people. So there is a lot of the basic issue here in under the lockdown is actually the fact that when many women are hungry, many children are hungry, and the need for food. Now, you talk about, I'm sure you ask, how about the palliatives? Well, from the news we're getting, the palliatives are actually made for a certain number of vulnerable people in the society, particularly the older people. So it's actually for the elderly, and hardly would you find, except for corporate organizations which have stepped up the game and have started distributing, and of course online, for many that have hardly had the opportunity to eat. How much more having an Android phone would have no opportunity, except if someone tells them that there is an opportunity going online for one to fill a form and then have the opportunity. I mean, whether the luck of having some kind of a palliative in form of food materials. So it's a hard situation, and that explains also why a lot of Lagosians are breaking the law. Some are daring, you know, they don't mind, they don't tell you, I'd rather die coming out and breaking the law than wait and see my children die in hunger. But does that have to be so? That's one of the things we should ask ourselves. This is why we're here on the Widow's Mite. And I ask myself, I say, okay, it's a situation that we found ourselves in. What are the things that we can do? And of course, here comes back Beatrice on what she has been trying and then been doing alongside other organizations in helping the needy. Well, we've heard what Beatrice has been doing. Beatrice, congratulations and well done to you, and of course every other person that has been able to give and give and give to widows across the continent. We say thank you so much, and of course we know we are learning a lot of lessons that we hope once the lockdown ends we will learn. That does it. Thank you so much for being on the Anchor podcast of the Widow's Mite today, and I hope you enjoyed and you got some reports coming from Lagos, Nigeria, how widows are actually coping with the lockdown, of course, as a result of the COVID-19. My name is Regina Kwizo Bodo, aka Mama Raj. Do stay tuned with me, of course, next week in 2 days' time. I'll be bringing you other reports on how women are coping under this circumstance. Bye. Hello, good evening. How are you? How do you do? My name is Regina Kwizo Bodo. This is the Widow's Mite, an Anchor podcast, live from Lagos, Nigeria. And how are you doing wherever you are on the face of the earth? I know that the lockdown seems to be in virtually every nation of the world, but I think we're great getting over, we're getting on with it, and we've gone through curves, and good news is coming out in many nations, in spite of the fact that we've been told that the vaccines are not yet out, but we're getting to see good results. So one wonders what is really happening, who is doing what every other person isn't doing, that we're getting results. By the way, talking about results, yesterday in Lagos State, the governor announced the release, also to say a discharge of 49 once upon a time COVID-19 patients. That tells us that there is progress in spite of the vaccine or no vaccine. Another thing on the news is the fact that there is this controversy in Nigeria over what they call, a lot of people, opinion leaders, believe that there's a COVID passing of a bill called the NCDC bill that would actually require, according to someone, we've not read it, we've not been able to actually get to that, but we've been told that some of the things in the so-called or the supposed bill is that every Nigerian is required to compulsorily allow he or himself, herself, to be vaccinated, and that is according to experts against the fundamental human rights of the people. Well, these are the bits and pieces of the news concerning the COVID-19, and I'll be giving you other news later on. But let's move on with the widow's mite. What is happening? What are the widows doing? What is going on? Are they improving? Are they getting better? Well, just not too long ago, I had a meeting with some widows, almost seven of them. You'll be wondering, how does it, well, how did it happen? Well, we observed the social distance, and then we actually had to have that because a lot of widows are still crying out that the palliatives in Lagos State, Nigeria hasn't really come. But we're saying thank you to international donors, personal donors, and of late, one of the donors is out of the founder of the Christian Widows Empowered Initiative. That's talking about Beatrice Yesifu right here in Nigeria. Through the connection of our friend Kathy Selman, we're able to get almost 50 women so far getting palliatives, and that's a big one because a lot of women had smiles on their faces across from the pictures that we hear and some of the videos that are already. So if you need to know, you might go to DWWE Nigeria. You would see it on the Facebook page. It's a Facebook page of a widows organization, all the happenings across the nation of the world, Nigerian nation, how these palliatives have been shared. So it's a big thank you to you. And also talking about Almana Hope, one widow organization in Nigeria led by none other than Madam Hope. She's popularly called Madam Hope, has been doing something great. One of the things she's doing of recent is trying to collate data for the Nigerian widows. We know approximately from an international independent foundation, as at 2015, the number of Nigerian widows, according to that information, I don't want to call the name because I don't want to be misquoted, but the information has that 30.1 million Nigerian women are actually widows. And that is not actually far from the truth, because it's a very possible number, if not almost a 2% or 3% increase between 2019 and 2020 today, because we know there's been restiveness in some parts of the country, the northeast, northwest part of the western part of Nigeria, a lot of insurgency and other things. And of course, we know that there had been killings within the North Central, causing a lot, and the killings had been targeted at men, young men, and now, you know, breadwinners, so to say. So a lot of women are going through such a time. So it's a hard time altogether for such people within that area. I'll be giving you updates on how they are faring. But talking about widows, specifically with the COVID-19, and the Lagos State government also has asked through the federal government, actually broken it. The Lagos State government was just reiterating, as it were, the federal government stance. Earlier in the week, President Muhammadu Buhari actually announced that the lockdown in Lagos, Ogun, and Abuja, the federal capital, will be relaxed. That's the word, relaxed. And now, why is that so? Some of the relaxation does not mean that there's going to be a crowd gathering, you know, churches or mosques, or, you know, talking about religious centers, but that they need to have activity, economic activity, to be somewhat revamped. So businesses will be open between the hours of 6 in the morning and 3 or 8 o'clock in the night. So the movement would just be within that period. But there have been criticisms from different angles of the country. People are saying, does that mean that we're assuming that COVID-19
wouldn't be coming out around that, because we know the businesses also attract a high number of people. But be that as it may, some other people are happy. Are happy that finally, because there had not been palliatives coming to them, coming to the family. So to them, good riddance to bad rubbish, whether indoors or outdoors. If it's death, they will come. But we're hoping that there's going to be some consideration there. Well, that is some of the news or some of the things that have to do with the news with regards to COVID-19 and, of course, the widow smite. My name is Regina Chris Ogbodo. I'm excited that this program would go on and on and on. I promise to bring you voices of, and of course, interviews of some widows. We're doing everything possible to make it more regularized, the real broadcast that you should expect, where women will make comments and you hear, apart from just giving you tidbits. But be that as may, I hope you got a little bit of these tidbits across. You have a view, a fair view of what is happening in Nigeria. My name is Regina Chris Ogbodo, a.k.a. Mama Reg, a.k.a. Reggie Panache. Good evening. Don't forget, keep a distance, wash your hands regularly. If possible, stay indoors. Stay safe. Bye.